Small businesses left ruined by the sudden shutdown of the Rudd government's home insulation scheme will launch a class action claim in the Supreme Court in Victoria today. 8 years after the program was scrapped, more than 140 installers, tradespeople and manufacturers are seeking more than $150 million in compensation from the Commonwealth. Lawyers say many small businesses invested their entire life savings to be part of the program, but lost it all when the scheme was scrapped following the deaths of four installers. Emily Burke reports.
Matthew Hannam says his insulation, manufacturing and installation businesses were devastated by the collapse of the Rudd government's home insulation program.
This wasn't a whole pile of greedy people trying to get rich. We're talking small mum and dad, a ute and a trailer and a dog type businesses who have gone out, mortgaged their houses to expand their businesses, and then they've lost their homes, they've lost their businesses, and it's caused a lot of devastation and heartache.
He says his losses are in the millions, and he's not alone.
If I've got the government telling me expand, expand, and I've got my customers telling me to expand, expand, I go and order a whole pile of product, and then before it even gets there, the Commonwealth is basically pulling the rug out from underneath us and then telling us, oh, we're going to start it back up again, so hang on to that product and hang on to your staff, and then they pull out the rug from underneath that. What are you left with? Nothing, basically.
Stephen Lewis is with ACA Lawyers, which is bringing today's class action. He says at the core of the case is the claim that the scheme was negligently designed and executed.
The government at the time totally failed in their duties to the industry. Just keep in mind at the time that the government wanted 2 million homes insulated. There were only 250 approximately authorised installers, and the manufacturing industry certainly couldn't meet the demand. So the government effectively took over the industry and said in 2 years' time, your industry will cease to exist. They controlled the industry from that point.
In response to the Royal Commission into the program, the then Prime Minister Tony Abbott promised to set up an industry payment scheme. But Stephen Lewis says that program didn't compensate many businesses.
It was effectively set up to fail. Only token payments were made, and it was restricted to pre-existing installers. It provided no compensation whatsoever for manufacturers and provided no compensation for new businesses that were set up to meet the government's demand.
Now, some legal experts believe this case has a rather slim chance of success. What line of defence are you preparing for?
Well, it's certainly going to be an important case because it will define the extent of government responsibility for when they take over an industry and when they implement a policy, but then they are totally negligent in the way they design and carry it out. This is really the last opportunity to get justice for people who trusted the government but lost their total livelihoods.
It's Stephen Lewis from ACA Lawyers. Emily Burke with that report.